Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall. They're just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Bitter cold temperatures, slick roads, and gusty winds are creating hazardous conditions across Michigan's Thumb. Meteorologists report wind chill values dipping well below zero, with some areas expected near minus 20. Lake effect snow bands and blowing snow have left roadways icy and treacherous, especially on rural and untreated surfaces. Drivers are encountering slick spots, low visibility, and drifting snow in rapidly changing conditions during their commute. Local authorities and state officials are urging residents to take necessary precautions, like avoiding unnecessary travel while conditions are dangerous. Slow down and allow extra time for trips due to icy and snow-covered roads. Dressing warmly in layers and protecting exposed skin from frostbite and hypothermia. Keeping pets indoors and checking on vulnerable neighbors during the cold snap. Prepare your vehicle with winter emergency supplies if travel is necessary. Plow crews are actively treating major routes, but secondary roads may remain slippery. Travelers are reminded to monitor weather updates from the National Weather Service and us and local authorities as the Arctic air mass persists across the region. And because of this Arctic air mass, local water authorities are issuing a friendly reminder to residents during the ongoing cold weather. Allow faucets and water outlets to run at a slow, steady drip, about the thickness of a pencil lead, to help keep water moving through pipes and prevent freezing. Even a small continuous flow can reduce the risk of burst pipes and costly damage during these extreme temperatures. Residents are also encouraged to open cabinet doors under sinks to allow warm air to circulate and to check on vulnerable plumbing in basements, crawl spaces, and exterior walls. Officials say taking these simple precautions now can help avoid bigger problems later. And health officials in mid-Michigan report a significant early-season surge in influenza, with children accounting for the majority of recent illnesses. State data shows pediatric flu hospitalizations are up about 40% from last year. Local doctors say the spike is most pronounced among kids under 10 who are more prone to severe symptoms. CMU Health said their team has seen more young patients needing emergency or intensive care compared to the previous flu season. Medical experts attribute the early rise to factors such as school exposure, more indoor gatherings, fluctuating weather, and lower vaccination rates. They also note that RSV and COVID-19 are circulating alongside the flu, compounding respiratory illness risks. Parents are urged to monitor fevers, breathing difficulties, and other warning signs. Physicians recommend seeking medical care if symptoms persist despite medication. Health officials continue to stress preventive measures, flu vaccination, hand hygiene, and keeping sick children home, as the flu season is expected to extend into spring.
It's time to go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. It's the best time to lease a brand new Chevrolet from Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2026 Chevy Equinox LT with all-wheel drive for only $342 per month. Enjoy the comfort and performance of Evotech's leather, heated seats and wheel, power seat, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, Chevy safety assist, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, and more. Or lease the only truck with best-in-class standard cargo volume, a 2026 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT with four-wheel drive for only $302 per month in the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. You get the capabilities you demand, trailering with brake controller, all-terrain tires and 20-inch aluminum wheels, and the comfort of heated seats and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, power seat, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. And while supplies last, lease a Flannery 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LS with all-wheel drive, remote start, Apple CarPlay, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more for only $229 per month at the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall Bad Axe for details today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
More than 9,000 flights have been canceled across the U.S. as the major storm expected to wreak havoc across much of the country bears down. The storm threatens to knock out power for days and snarl major roadways. Roughly 140 million people were under a winter storm warning from New Mexico to New England. The National Weather Service forecast warns of widespread heavy snow and a band of catastrophic ice stretching from East Texas to North Carolina. The edge of the storm was sending freezing rain and sleet into parts of Texas on Friday night into Saturday, while snow and sleet were falling in Oklahoma. As more than 2,000 federal agents surge in Minneapolis in an immigration crackdown and clash with protesters on the streets, countless residents are also quietly resisting the operation through grassroots networks sheltering and supporting immigrants. Former Trump supporter Feliza Martinez is rallying volunteers to support immigrant children with food, financial support, and shelter. Earlier this month, Martinez relocated a family of 10 to a safe house in South Minneapolis after their Ecuadorian mother was detained for illegally entering the country in 2022. Federal agents have pursued her children, and the older siblings fear they will be separated from their 5-month-old U.S. citizen brother. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. I do have one obituary to mention. Harold K. Gremmel, Jr., age 93 of Sebring, passed away Monday, January 19th. He was born in Sebring on November 12, 1932. He married Lillian Horan on November 27, 1953. She preceded him in death in 2007. He married Marilyn R. Fritz on March 12, 2010. Harold is blessed with a large family, including his wife Marilyn, children Walter, Kathy, and Larry, stepchildren Nancy, Shirley, and Diane, and Marlene, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Visitation will be Sunday, January 25th, at Jungle and Mellendorf Funeral Home in Sebring from 2 to 7 p.m. The funeral service will be Monday, January 26th, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11. Burial will be private at New Bayport Cemetery. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church Endowment Fund or the Harold and Lillian Gremmel Scholarship for a student in veterinary school at MSU. Share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com.